Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you exclusively by Downey's Graphics and Printing in Ellsworth. And if you go on their Facebook page, you'll see something pinned that with beautiful pictures, main stylized. And they're just showing you a small selection of the beautiful postcards that are available for Maine Stylized, all tied in with Downey's Graphics and Printing. So see them online, check out their Facebook page. They're at 477 Washington Junction Road here in Ellsworth.
And welcome back to City Scene. Director of Parks, Recreation, and Facilities for the City of Ellsworth, Roddy Erlenbach, is back with us. Good morning, Roddy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, good. Glad that you're here. You know, it's hard to believe, but it's been almost a year since the announcement came down that Ellsworth had a brand new Parks and Rec director. You're coming up on your first anniversary.
Yeah, that's right. It's been almost 11 months to the day since I began, and it's been quite a learning curve.
I'm sure with any job, you need almost a full year, any new gig, to get the full scope of it.
Yeah, exactly. And with our department, our busy season ramps up at the middle of April, beginning of May, as we prepare to open our seasonal rec assets and parks and green spaces. So even though I've been around for a while, it's the first time going through this experience, and my team, the first time they've had a identified individual Parks and Rec team. There was, a lot of learning to happen. We've been identifying some areas we can improve efficiencies and cross-departmental collaborations, and just trying to make the most of the resources that we have and, just be efficient and prioritize our work to meet the expectations of the public. And it's also, it's been a good year of building for the facilities team. Prior to my arrival, there was only one gentleman who did all that work. We're now up to a team of three, including myself. Their season ramps up as well, because we have three park assets that open up that require their attention, DeMeyer Field, Knowlton Park, Harbor Park. So identifying areas where the facilities team and the Parks and Rec team can support each other has really, really contributed to that success. A lot of interdepartmental cross collaboration. So it's been a big benefit to, pull it all off and get done what we need to get done.
Nice.
All right. Coming up in the next segment, we'll talk about what is next, what's on your mind for the future, and if you wanted to kind of look back and maybe give us a little progress report, too. As City Scene continues with Roddy Erlenbach, Director of Parks, Rec, and Facilities for the City of Ellsworth.
City Scene brought to you exclusively by Downey's Graphics and Printing, where service and quality matter.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you exclusively by Downey's Graphics and Printing, offering full color printing, graphic design, wide format printing, mailing services, and more, where service and quality matter.
Roddy Erlenbach is with us, Director of Parks and Recreation and Facilities for the City of Ellsworth. And so much, Roddy, has happened under your direction over the past year, from Knowlton Park to, the Play It Forward, to all of the different properties that you're responsible for maintaining. As you look back, what do you see? What comes to mind? What are you most proud of?
That's a tough question to answer without a lot of thought put into it first. So I'll do my best. So starting at the beginning, I think the first thing I was tasked with was solving the problem at the Moore Center. And, coming out of that, it took some time and careful negotiation, but we've settled on a lease structure with the permanent tenants there that cover about 90% of the city's cost to operate the building. And that other 10% and more is made up now through short-term rental revenue with organizations and businesses from around the community that are using the community center spaces to deliver programming or offer services. And we're just closing out the fiscal year, so we won't really know where we land until the books are closed. But I'm feeling pretty good about where we're at. There might be some money, above and beyond what we put into it to maintain and operate the space. And I'm hoping, years to come, we can take that excess and roll it into a reserve fund, kind of a rainy day account, to take care of that building and that space and make sure it continues to serve the citizens for decades to come. Then Knowlton Park, we've got an initiative there to start working on a playground replacement. We've identified a vendor. We put together a committee to kind of do some value engineering and some final design, collaborating with the vendor. And then we hope to be in the fall, rolling out our fundraising opportunities for the community to contribute to that cause, and start to put the pieces together and figure out how to finance that project and get that rolling so we're ready to break ground in the spring. We had a good public outreach opportunity at the Play It Forward event at Knowlton Park back in June. That had really good turnout. I think the splash pad kind of took the stage. Not a whole lot of people were interested in chatting with us day one of the splash pad going. And,
yeah.
And our facilities and Parks and Rec team did a great job. Really, my big reflection, I came into the job with a lot of big hopes and dreams and trying to create opportunities for the people of Ellsworth to really be able to identify and access where recreational opportunities were available to them. And after the first 11 months, it's been clear to me that we have some stabilization work to do and focus on what we have and get that up to where the public expects it to be. So I've got a lot of fun projects, little personal projects of mine that I think will be a huge asset down the road. But
cool.
We're kind of putting those on the back burner, looking towards next spring to roll those out. So,
all right, Roddy, thanks for coming in to join us today on City Scene and enjoy the rest of your vacation. Thanks for coming in during your time off.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
City Scene brought to you exclusively by Down East Graphics and Printing, where service and quality matter.